This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
To go to the phone calls here in this hour, I do want to air a clip from Tucker Carlson last night. I'm not sure if I even want to mention this or not, but it's like InfoWars, because CPAC is going on right now, and it's like InfoWars is the Fight Club. And so here's what happens. And look, I'll just be honest with you folks, because I was explaining this to a friend of mine last night who was asking me why I'm not at CPAC. I don't even know if I should get into this. In fact, I'm not even going to get into this because it's just personal crap. I'm just babbling. But it's like InfoWars is literally the Fight Club. So you got all these conservatives right now at CPAC, and a lot of them are InfoWars listeners, probably tuned in right now, but they know, with all these other conservatives around, like, they know, like, ooh, like, do I talk about InfoWars? Do I talk about Alex Jones? Because there's really, really popular conservatives that are all high and mighty on themselves that get off on insulting InfoWars and laughing at InfoWars like we're some kind of joke. And so it's just funny to me with CPAC happening right now and all these people wondering why I'm not there. It's just like, it's almost like I don't even want to, it's almost like I don't even want InfoWars to be present there, because it almost divides, it almost puts a wedge into conservatives. Because you're going to have some of these mainline conservatives like, oh God, InfoWars is here, gross. And then you're going to have like most of the people like, yes, InfoWars, oh my gosh. And so it's like, I don't even want to be involved in that. And then just overall, like the whole DC thing is just like, it's like a social club. And I was explaining this to my friend. I was like, dude, if I was in D.C. right now, I'd have to be out and doing social things. And you can go on social media and see everybody was out last night in D.C. doing this stuff. Instead, I played basketball with my friends. And that's what I'd rather be doing, quite frankly, when I get off air. But here's Don Jr. on Tucker Carlson last night talking about the censorship on social media.
So free speech doesn't mean anything if people can't hear you speak. And this alliance between the activist left and big corporations is preventing people from being heard. So it is, in effect, an attack on free speech. The media 100%. Benefits from our freedom of speech. They are the prime beneficiaries of the First Amendment, and yet they don't even cover it. And places like CNN actually encourage companies to deplatform voices they don't think should be
heard. Yeah, they're like the arbiters. They're listening right now. Or maybe they don't listen anymore because they censored us.
The majority of the press are now left-wing activists. They are on the side of that. They are not.
That's what the 60 Minutes reporter said.
Stymied. They're not on the side that is being oppressed. You know, guys like me, again, I can do this because I have a big platform. I have a big soapbox. I can get it out there. But some of the little guys, they can't. They don't have that ability. They just end up taking it. And that's what's happened. You've never seen someone on the left say, huh, it's weird, Don. All of a sudden, I'm following Fox News. I was never following that. Like, many conservatives are complaining to me and saying that all of a sudden they're following these crazy left-wing accounts that they never signed up for. This is happening. It's a one-way, systematic attack on free speech. And to me, it reads like it's a trial run for 2020. How are we going to do it? I'm not saying that every account is suppressed, but you do it enough. You take off X percent of the top. You cut the message in half. You get rid of some of the viral nature of what my father, frankly, did very well in 2016. He played monkey in the middle with the media and what they tried to do with messaging. He went right to his people. He went right to the people with his message. He didn't allow them to manipulate it. He went right over them. I think, to me, it reads as though they're trying to figure out how to minimize that ability again and let the media, which, again, what, 93-94% left-wing activists at this point, and let them drive that narrative. Make sure that that is the only thing that regular, hard-working Americans see. And we got to call it out. We have to hit it aggressively.
I mean...
Why do I get the feeling that Don Jr. would be the president we wanted Don Sr. to be? Why do I get that feeling? We'll take your call.
Getting your protein has never been easier with InfoWars Life Protein Bars. Available in delicious chocolate peanut butter and vanilla coconut flavors, these protein bars are the perfect answer for a snack on the go. InfoWars Life Protein Bars are nutrient-packed, portable protein bars for an easy-to-eat and great-tasting meal. Pre- or post-workout fuel alternative. At just 240 calories per bar and 15 grams of protein each, these bars will be your favorite at-hand snack for at home, in the car, at work, we're on the go for getting nutrients easily. High in fiber and nutrients with wholesome ingredients for high-level performance with great taste, such as whey protein and chocolate compound. These protein bars can help you with the boost you need to reach your goals. Protein-packed and full of fiber and healthy ingredients, InfoWars Life Protein Bars are a can't-miss snack for any InfoWarrior serious about their energy. Try both flavors today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
All right, this was just handed to me. And I hope that everyone has the same instinctual reaction that I had when the producer handed this to me, who had the same reaction. A 10-year-old child pressured the Donald Duck comic book publisher into adding a gay couple into the next issue of the cartoon. Fenna, a girl with two lesbian mothers and two gay fathers.
Wait, what?
What the? Complained about the lack of homosexuals in the Donald Duck comic book. And then this 10-year-old is apparently making statements. My parents are gays and lesbians, and I think it's important that that's portrayed as normal, too. But in Duck City, it looks like it does not exist at all. Who do you think prepared that statement for her? See, here's the thing. First of all, your instinctual reaction should be, why is a 10-year-old even thinking about this? But then I realized it. The 10-year-old isn't thinking about this. The parents are making the 10-year-old think about this. And then the parents are actually probably making these statements for the 10-year-old. This is actually a next six. See, this is why it's actually child abuse, folks. Now, look. You can sit here and have a debate, if you want, on whether it's normal or abnormal to have two gay male fathers and two gay female mothers. I've never even heard of that, but fine. Folks, I'm sorry to say this, because it's the same thing. I'm not making a blanket statement. Who's ever raising this girl is mentally ill. And that's not because they're gay. They're mentally ill. It's a totally separate thing. So, like, they have become radicalized by their sexuality or whatever, and I guess they don't feel normal in society. I mean, okay, yeah, biologically, you're supposed to be with the opposite sex. So, sorry, biology says you're abnormal. But society doesn't. But see, they can't accept that. They want their biology to be normal. That's why they want to erase the science of biology. So what you have here is two radical, sexualized whatevers who are now using their daughter as a political pawn to make their abnormal behavior normal, to normalize that into society, folks. And I'm telling you, because of the politically correct culture, we are letting mentally ill people dictate our society now. That's what this is. That's why the left is able to go out and harass and assault Trump supporters. In fact, I got two news stories today. Happens every day now. Happens every damn day now. Black high school student attacks white peer over MAGA hat. 81-year-old Trump supporter assaulted over his MAGA hat. Do you know why the left gets away with these hate crimes? Because they're mentally ill. And law enforcement knows it. And we even know it. That's why we let them do it to us. Because we know they're mentally ill. But once they start running society, what do you get, folks? A screwed up society. And that's all this is. Parents who have biologically abnormal lives trying to normalize that onto society. And because they're miserable in their own existence, they want everyone else to be confused and miserable. And I'm not making blanket statements, but that's how you get a 10-year-old saying, why isn't there a gay Donald Duck, mommy? Or mommies and daddies? It has nothing to do with a 10-year-old. That's not a 10-year-old thought process. It's not a 10-year-old instinct. That's parents abusing their child, using their child as a political pawn. It's sick. It's mental illness, folks. It's mental depravity. That's who the left is. I promised I'd take your phone calls. That's where we're going now. Malcolm in New Mexico wants to comment on Alex with Joe Rogan. Go ahead, Malcolm.
Hi, Owen. Great to talk to you. I've been a listener since 2004. I still have. I actually bought a hat from Alex Jones while I was at UT Austin, and I still wear it sometimes here. It's got 9/11 was an inside job on the back, and InfoWars in the front, and you ought to see the looks I get from Lemacy liberals here in Santa Fe. If I wore a MAGA hat here, I'd probably have a black eye. But anyway, let's talk about what Alex Jones said about Aleister Crowley during his Joe Rogan interview. First off, I'm a former initiate of OTO. I was a Minerva degree initiate. I lasted 1 month with OTO as Lodge Astrologer with them at Euless Lodge in Atlanta. And
now, just say this again. You were with what?
I was with I was a Minerva degree initiate with OTO Lodge, Euless Lodge in Atlanta, Georgia.
And what is that?
I lasted It's one of the chapters of OTO, Ordo Templi Orientis, which was an organization started by Aleister Crowley and Jack Parsons in 1947. And Alex Jones frequently quotes OTO a lot, I noticed. But anyway, he made a big error yesterday. I was listening to the Joe Rogan interview. First off, he said that Aleister Crowley, and first off, his name is pronounced Crowley, not Crowley. I noticed everyone on InfoWars calls it Crowley. I think you guys listen to Ozzy Osbourne too much. But anyway,
well, I have to say, this is the first Aleister Crowley supporter I think we've ever had call in.
I'm not a supporter of him. Like I said, I lasted 1 month. I saw some things I did not want to see, and I withdrew my membership from them. So I'm not a supporter, okay?
Okay.
I did study with Euless Lodge. I did study some of the literature of Crowley while I was there, along with some astrology aspects, which I thought.
All right, so what did you disagree with first?
Okay, first off, Alex Jones said that Aleister Crowley had a vision of a gray alien inside a pyramid of Egypt. That's not correct. Crowley saw Iwas, which was a winged emissary of the Egyptian god Horus, in the pyramid. Alex Jones was referring to, Aleister Crowley did a ritual, and he saw a vision of what looked like a gray alien, and Crowley called this gray alien Lam, L-A-M. But it was not inside the pyramids, as Alex Jones claimed. This was something completely outside.
Okay, all right, that's fine, Malcolm. I got to be honest with you. I'm not trying to be disrespectful here. Just quite frankly, I don't think the audience cares so much about that. What I do think we care about, which I am interested in, what is it that you saw and experienced for that month that you were in the Crowley group?
Okay, I'll tell you if you've got time. Alex Jones will love hearing this because it has a lot to do with the word Jesus, okay? Anyway, when I was initiated, the moment that they made their pronouncement, I saw the person, the lodge master, whatever, his face turned into a very outrageous color. Something came outside, and it looked like, I guess you could say, a demon, something out of another
dimension. Now, I just want to be clear on something. Is there a hallucinogen involved in this? Are there any drugs involved in this? Are you saying you're sober and this is happening?
I was straight as a board. I was straight as a board. There was no hallucinogens. But when I was initiated to my Minerva degree, like I said, Lodge Master made his pronouncement. When he did, he turned like a different color, and this color came outside, and it looked like something from another dimension. And it looked like, and it tried to enter me, but it could not enter me for some reason. It was trying to enter me, and it couldn't.
The theory goes you have to accept it. There has to be a metaphysical consciousness of acceptance.
Oh, yeah. But then here's the thing. Here's what you'll probably get a kick out of. I know Alex Jones will get a kick out of this. Later on, I was dating someone who also left the lodge because, I mean, there was a lot of craziness going on, a lot of really, you know, it was not the contemporary Gnostic Egyptian mass that we were into anymore. I mean, they were into some very serious dark practices.
And well, and that's the thing that I think, too. I think a lot of people get into this stuff maybe as an entertainment value or a curiosity value, and then they see it firsthand, and they're like, whoa, these people are serious.
Well, another person I know, another woman I know left, and I told her what I saw when it was initiated, and she was sleeping that night at the lodge, was like also part of like a house in Atlanta, and she said that she saw what I described to her. She her eyes just lit up. She said, "I saw exactly what you were."
All right, so this is why this stuff gets so crazy. But I got 30 seconds left. I just want to ask you this: how much of this like compares to spirit cookings or what we know and hear about spirit cookings?
It was nothing, but let me just finish this real quick. So anyway, she said this thing was trying to rape her, and she called out, "I command you in the name of Jesus to get out of here." And she said the thing backed off and disappeared. And I was like, "Wow, that actually worked." And she said, "Yeah." I said, "Well,
that's why they fear Jesus. That's why they fear Jesus. These cultists." Hey, thanks for the call, Malcolm.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I was standing in line for this. There's always room in life for this.
Two things I need to mention here before we go back out to your phone calls. So there is power in the name of Jesus. It is the name above all names. It's biblical. And you know, here's the thing, too. It's like, it's really just, I should just stop now before I start going off on this jag and talk about it. But the name of Jesus is under attack right now. And it's not just them wanting to censor conservatives or Christians and demonizing them. They're actually trying to say, oh, no, it's not actually Jesus. The real name is Yahweh, or the real name is Yeshua. And so it's all this crap to remove the power of the name Jesus from earth. And so just understand, folks. I mean, you heard the last caller. I really don't want to get off into a jag, but Jesus is real. Lucifer is real. God, the creator of all that is seen and unseen, is real. And it's really sick. This will be my final statement on this, and I promise I'll move on. The elites know all of this is real. And the sickest thing about it is how they push the atheist agenda, how the elites pretend to be atheists, how they pretend like evolution is a real thing and we evolved from, you know, a squirrel humping a monkey or something. They know it's all bullcrap. That's what the biggest secret, which we already know, but the elites don't want you to know. This is the biggest secret, folks. You were literally created by God. Divine creation. In the middle of something that we cannot even comprehend. Yet here we are. That's the big secret they don't want you to know. That's why they push evolution. And that's why all the elites pretend to be atheists. They're not. They're not. They just don't want you to have the power of God. They don't want you to have the protection of Jesus. Now, Mark Meadows and Jim Jordan have just submitted a request to the Attorney General, William Barr, that Michael Cohen now face perjury charges for his testimony. And here's the problem. They have the documents. Mark Meadows literally has the documents, and I forget the exact details of this, and maybe I should just play the clip, actually. Let's go ahead and do it, because this is breaking news. And I just want to make sure that we have this story locked down before we move on. Guys, let's roll clip 13. So this is from yesterday, and now Meadows and Jordan have actually filed a request to William Barr because of the perjury that Cohen engaged in yesterday. Guys, roll clip. I already lost my mark. Roll clip 13.
Congressman Jordan.
I yield to the gentleman from North Carolina.
Mr. Cohen, I'm going to come back to the question I asked before with regards to your false statement that you submitted to Congress. On here, it was very clear that it asked for contracts with foreign entities over the last 2 years. Have you had any foreign contract with foreign entities, whether it's Novartis or the Korean Airline or Kazakhstan BTA Bank? Your testimony earlier said that you had contracts with them. In fact, you went into detail.
Sir, I believe it talks about lobbying. I did no lobbying. On top of
in
that,
your
they are
testimony,
not government.
I'm not asking about lobbying, Mr. Cohen.
They
I'm
are not government agencies.
Do you have foreign contracts?
Publicly traded companies.
Do you have foreign contracts?
I currently have no foreign
contracts. Did you have foreign contracts over the last 2 years?
Foreign contracts.
Contracts with foreign entities. Did you have
yes.
contracts? Yes.
Yes.
Why didn't you put them on the form? It says it's a criminal offense to not put them on this form for the last 2 years. Why did you not do that?
Because those foreign companies that you're referring to are not government companies.
It says non-governmental, Mr. Cohen. You signed it.
They're talking about me as being non-governmental.
And right, it says foreign agency. It says foreign contracts. Do you want us to read it to you?
I read it, and it was reviewed by my counsel. And I am a non-government employee. It was not lobbying, and they are not foreign
contracts. This has nothing to do with lobbying. It says it's a criminal
offense. You got caught, Cohen, you rat!
All your foreign contracts. That's what it says.
Well, then I'm going to take a look at it before I leave.
No, you've heard
it. I will, and hopefully I will amend it prior to leaving, because that's not the way I read your document.
You know,
yeah, you'll take a look at it, all right.
One example, Mr. Cohen, of you skirting the truth. Okay, I want to
ask. A known liar, a convicted liar, continues to lie and now faces perjury charges. Keith, in North Carolina, wants to talk about this. Go ahead, Keith.
Cohen, how are you? Long time listener. Started listening 2002, first time caller. Big fan of your longevity. Been on that for 3 years on a roll. All the good stuff. I appreciate all that.
Well, we appreciate your support, Keith. Thank you.
Absolutely. Been listening to Alex and even before. I think I picked up on him and Glenn Beck around the same time, about, you know, around the same time after 9/11. So anyway, picked up on TV, watched the testimony, and I happened to tune in right when Debbie Wasserman Schultz was, I guess, asking some questions on Cohen. And it reminded me of, hey, you know, we haven't heard from the Owam brothers lately. Remember that?
No, actually, Luke Rosiak just published his book, which is his final report on his investigation in the Owam brothers. I mean, it's blatant criminal activity, pay for play. I mean, it's really unbelievable how the Democrats get away with this crap. I really can't even figure it out, honestly.
And yet there she is, right, with some kind of authority in representing the American
public. Oh, and the arrogance, too. I mean, just the pompous arrogance of this bitch. Excuse me.
Yeah, that's it. No, that made me think of that, but then it made me think, you know, taking us to the higher level up, and that's one of the things I think I really appreciate you guys. You guys really, I think, kind of try to get to the source and not always just describe the symptoms and the corruption, but maybe, you know, take it all the way up to where it comes from. But it made me think about the whole Rosenstein debacle with Trump. And I wanted to ask you if this is how you remember this. If I'm not mistaken, when everything was playing out and Comey was doing his thing and, you know, if I wasn't mistaken, I thought I heard or read an article saying it was actually Rod Rosenstein that was advising the president to fire Comey.
Yes, that is true. Rosenstein suggested Mueller hired and he suggested Comey fired.
Correct. Okay. So I'm on the right page. Now add on to that. What's the guy, McCabe, going around making his rounds? And I was watching that interview, and then I'm listening to him saying, oh, yeah, you know, Rosenstein, as soon as he was appointed whatever, he started mobilizing and getting together a panel of people to go after Trump. Right?
Yes.
And obviously these people, you know, assume none of us have memories, you know, I can't connect the dots. But basically what he said is about the same time Rod is advising Trump to fire Mueller, on the other side of his mouth, he's already putting together a panel of impeachers. Right?
Yeah. So, and I think you misspoke there. You meant fire Comey, right?
Yes, I'm sorry, fire Comey. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, it's all a big con game. It's kind of like Wasserman Schultz up there posing arrogantly when she knows that she's a criminal. But it's all about the confidence act. It's all about the confidence act. So it's like, Mr. President, fire Jim Comey. He's out to get you. He's no good. And then, but what is he really doing? He's actually working on removing you from office. So it's just this. It's a big con game with these people. From Wasserman Schultz to Rosenstein. They're just all a bunch of con men.
I've been doing a lot of research into Google and YouTube censorship. And I've noticed that there's one type of video that is the most censored, the most buried, the most suppressed. And that's the videos where you saw in 2016 election night all the arrogant leftist authoritarians like the Young Turks and others get so butthurt when Trump won. They don't want us to have that victory. They don't want us to remember what political action did. And that's why the globalist, Hillary and others, are trying to shut InfoWars down. This is a fight about taking your speech away, not just my speech, about taking your very sovereignty away. This country is in a war. So again, I want to thank you for what you've done, but I want to remind you, if you don't spread the articles and videos, and if you don't financially get the great products we have and fund us, in the 360 win, we're dead in the water. I'm in your hands, you're in my hands, InfoWarsStore.com, thank you.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the desert, bare man. I breathe the mountain air, man.
All right, we're going to go to your phone calls here. But first, a couple things to highlight here. Michelle Malkin is now being warned by Twitter to seek legal counsel because she violated Pakistani law. Michelle Malkin lives in America. So apparently Twitter now is Pakistani law enforcement. And we're going to try to get Michelle Malkin on air. Great conservative commentator and has a syndicated column that she writes. So Twitter's now telling her that she broke Pakistani law and she needs to seek legal counsel. Huh. Okay. Yesterday, Alex Jones was on the Joe Rogan podcast, and one of the, I guess he's a talking head, commentator, whatever, over at the Young Turks, Hassan Piker, said, Joe Rogan is letting Alex Jones get away with everything right now. You mean free speech, Hassan? You mean free speech, Piker. So, yes, that's, I mean, we told you these people hate free speech. Now they're just openly admitting it. I mean, getting away with everything, getting away with what? Free speech, literally. Now, jokingly, Piker responded to me and said, yes, I expected a citizen's arrest. And I told him, come on the Alex Jones Show. We'll let you get away with everything, too. Somehow I doubt he does. I was even shocked that he responded to me. Look, even though we have political differences, I wish we could at least come together. It's like the same thing. Like, if we could do political boxing, it would actually be healthy. It really would. And it'd be massively popular. It'd be massively profitable. But you know who always avoids it? The left. Just like they always avoid a debate. They don't want to be in the same arena as us because they can't beat us. Now, let's go back out to the phone lines where Josh is calling in from St. Louis, Missouri. Go ahead, Josh.
Hey, what's up, Owen? Just wanted to touch base with you. We're all proud of you out here in St. Louis. And I just wanted to talk to you about the Joe Rogan podcast yesterday. And
big shout out, to St. Louis, my hometown. Thank you. Go ahead, Josh.
Yeah, we're going to talk about the Joe Rogan podcast, about how, you know, Alex was basically talking about how he thinks the Republicans are the ones that are, you know, fermenting this freedom of speech thing and how they're not doing anything. And then you're talking to Jacob today, and I was like, where is the opposition research on the Republican side? How does nobody look in these yearbooks for blackface? How does no one know about this brother with this Muslim congresswoman in Minnesota? Like, what are they doing? Like, if any of that came out during the election, I guarantee that wouldn't have got elected. Like, what are
I can ask? This is actually this is actually a great question. Now, I disagree with your final comment, which is how they probably wouldn't get elected. I don't know about that. I don't even know if I trust elections at all, to be perfectly honest with you. And the left doesn't care about their own crimes. That's been proven. However, there's a couple responses to this. One, you ask, why doesn't the right or conservatives or Republicans do this? And the easiest answer I can give you is because our hearts aren't filled with hate. The reason why the left engages in spending all this time going through the background and tweets and all of this crap and trying to find anything they can drudge up on their opponents is because their heart is filled with hate. And so when your heart is filled with hate, you're not looking towards finding solutions. You're looking on destroying. And so in this instance, they just look to destroy their political opponents. Instead of actually finding solutions to the problems they claim exist, they just seek and destroy. So that's motivated by hatred that's in their heart. Now, the second aspect of this is that conservatives, not motivated by hatred, but by information, intelligence, and getting that out to the public, they don't go after people's personal life. They don't go through the dirt and the mud and try to find all this crap. However, this is starting to change, Josh, and that's why people like Jacob Wool exist. That's why people like Ali Alexander exist, and even Mike Cernovich doing a lot of great work. And you notice, again, you don't hear much about these people on television news. Maybe an instance they get a mention, but it's very rare because it's just not what the right does. I think it's changing. I think that we're just beginning to see that tide turning. And it'll be interesting to see what the left does, because they know that they got all the skeletons in their closet. They know that they're the dirtbags. That's why they engage in these tactics, to distract from their own nonsense that goes on, their own blackface, their own KKK comments, their own. The wife of Ralph Northam was handing out cotton on a field trip to black students the other day, saying, now you know how it feels. I mean, wow. So I don't know if that answers your question, Josh, but I do think that trend is going to change.
I sure hope so, because, like, it seems like they're not even trying. And we're trying to take back our country, and we're trying to vote for people that, you know, have the same values as we do. And then if they're not going to go and try their hardest and look into a yearbook of the guy that they're you know, going against, like, what are they going to do? Like, we have
but
like
that's
21-year-old
that's a doing very it. That's a very mundane level, because the corruption that we're fighting, you know this, it's been going on for, I mean, quite frankly, centuries. But, I mean, in modern history, it's been going on for decades. So, I mean, we're going up against corrupt courts. We're going up against corrupt FBI, corrupt CIA, corrupt DHS, corrupt politicians. So it takes a while to kind of get the clutter out of the way and be effective.
Yeah, I guess that's what happens when you have 8 years of, or probably more than that, 20 years of trash in our government.
Total garbage. And they have stay-behind networks operating actively right now.
Yep. It's just like, what's it going to look like after 8 years of Trump, you know? Like, hopefully we get all
this. Well, there you go. Exactly. Exactly. All right, Josh, thank you so much for the phone call. Let's jump out to Brandon in Kentucky. Go ahead, Brandon.
Hey, Owen. How's it going?
Good. Thanks for calling.
Hey, real quick, my whole family does the Super Blue anti-smooth fluoride toothpaste, and we all love it. I'm 43, and I've never been on social media, and I listen to you guys all day long. And the reason I called, I heard your comment about the gun control, and I think that you're thinking that we're dealing with rational people, and we're not dealing with rational people. I don't feel like we should be giving an inch to the leftists on anything, ever.
Fundamentally, I agree with you.
Going on.
Fundamentally, I agree with you, but I have kind of a, I mean, it's more of an intellectual thing where I realize that if we go with a hard-lined approach like that, it just makes them go even harder to the left. And so you have to be at least reasonable in considering a debate on these topics. That's my opinion.
Harder to the left.
Well, I mean,
they're going to take our guns. They're already openly saying they're going to kill babies.
But that's what I'm saying. But I'm saying if we sit here and we just say shall not infringe, everybody and anybody can get a gun, then they're going to say, okay, we have to, you know, call for total gun bans.
Well, I don't feel that that's the right way to go about it. I mean, I feel like we have to come up with a means to fight these people legitimately. I mean, militantly without violence. That's where I'm at. I mean, what more can they do to us?
Well, here's what we find out. Do we even really have a vote anymore? And if we don't, and we learn this, and America learns this, they're going to be clinging to their guns for life.
Up. Wake up. Get rid of these people that we've got representing us. Mitch McConnell from my state, his ass needs to go. We need real people that are going to look out for us. And I agree with what you said about Don Jr. I'll jump off here because I know you got a lot of callers. We appreciate you, man. That's it.
Yeah, every time I hear Don Jr. talk, thanks for the call, it feels like he would be the president we wanted Donald Trump to be. And again, look, Donald Trump, President Trump's done a lot of great things, but and maybe it's because he's so inundated and distracted to a certain extent. He's got all these different things he's working on. He just isn't moving fast enough on the issues that are biggest to us. But I just feel like Don Jr. gets in there, he's not going to put up with social media censorship. He's going to sick someone on that immediately. But I don't know. Maybe time will tell. I mean, it would appear that Don Jr. has presidential aspirations. But again, only time will tell. And only time will tell if 8 years of Trump will have the same effect on this country as far as just any effect as Obama's 8 years did. Obviously, it'd be pro-America, unlike Obama, anti-America. All right, folks, we got a break coming up. More calls on their side. Please, in this break, go to InfoWarsStore.com. You just heard the last caller talk about how great Super Blue Fluoride Toothpaste is. If everybody listening to this broadcast right now went to InfoWarsStore.com and got a tube of Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste, you would fuel our engines and blast us to the next level.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
We pledge allegiance to one flag, and that flag is the American flag.
Did you know the official national American flag has never been manufactured for retail stores? The one that Americans fought and died for. The one symbol that represents our Constitution. Now you can be a part of this great movement that's never been seen before. Together, we'll recapture America. Call 1-877-383-4777 or visit theofficialflag.com. Theofficialflag.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Dark Side of the Moon. Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. No, you're not in the wonderful world of Oz. But you might as well be. Because it's pretty trippy around here. All right, we're taking your phone calls here on the Alex Jones Show. I will be sticking around for the fourth hour. We're going to be covering the Jacob Wool press conference, airing some epic clips from Alex Jones on Joe Rogan yesterday, and maybe taking some more of your calls. But let's go back out to the phone lines now. Victor from California has called in. Go ahead, Victor.
Hello, and thank you for taking my call. I'm a new listener. I just found out about InfoWars about a month ago. And
you called into the war room a couple weeks ago, right?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I was talking about Savannah and what a great job she did on your show, if you remember. And
yeah, I remember talking to you. I remember you telling me how you discovered us and everything. Yeah, go ahead, Victor.
Yeah, exactly. So I was watching you guys yesterday, and then I saw you showing the clips from the Joe Rogan show. So I watched the entire thing, the entire 4.5 hours. I got to tell you, man, it was great. It was informative, entertaining, and funny. I didn't realize how funny Alex is. It was
here was the magic.
It was one of the best shows I've ever seen in my life.
Here was the magical thing about this to me. And we're showing the clip right now, Eddie Bravo, Alex Jones, and Joe Rogan. To me, it's just three alpha males not censoring their free speech, opening up their mind, opening up their intellect, and then just letting go. And you don't get that enough in media anymore. And that's why it was so refreshing, because it's just three men who are friends, alpha males, who are just like, we're just talking. We're just having a conversation like we were sitting at the bar. That's what talk radio used to be. But now with political correctness and all the other garbage and people afraid of being censored, you rarely get this anymore. So that's why I think it was so refreshing in this age of censorship and in this age of attacking masculinity to just have three alpha males sitting around chumming it up, talking about real stuff.
I agree. It was amazing. And they discussed so many topics. So much new information that I didn't know about before. It's hard to describe it. So that's why I want everybody who didn't see it to go back and watch the entire thing. One thing I was going to mention, Alex talked about his health and the stress he's under and how he stopped working out. His diet is not as good as it used to be just because of all the stress that he's under. And I just wanted to encourage you, if you talk to Alex, please let him know that I support him as a new listener, and he really needs to take care of himself, man. He needs to start working out, watch his diet. Maybe he can go work out with you. And,
well,
I'm in a better shape. I'm really concerned about his health, so I just want him to be as healthy as possible.
Well, thank you, and I know that a lot of people pray for Alex and you know, do worry about his health. But, you know, as far as that's concerned, here's my thing. I mean, I endure some stress, obviously, and whatever, but I don't have a family, and I don't run this company that has 100 employees. So I can't even imagine the levels of stress that Alex gets just from those other, you know, things in his life that I can't even imagine. So I'm not going to sit here and be like, hey, Alex, you know, come work out with me 2 hours a night. He's got kids and a wife to think about at home. So I think that there's a certain level. I think that the stress that Alex gets, though, more than anything, if I could impart anything to Alex, it's just that, you know, don't put so much pressure on yourself. And I think that that is what drives Alex's stress more than anything, is that he puts so much pressure on himself, knowing the role he's in, to just be totally efficient and effective, which is impossible to be all the time. I mean, nobody bats 1,000 in Major League Baseball. The best baseball players in the history of the world failed, you know, 70% of the time they batted. So, I mean, I think that that's what adds to Alex's stress more than anything, other than the fact he's got all these things on his shoulder, is that he really does apply the pressure to himself to be as effective as possible. And when you try to do that, I mean, it's like, I can't even get all the information I want here in 4 hours of an Alex Jones show. I can't imagine trying to accomplish everything that Alex wants to accomplish in 24 hours. I can barely do it half the time. But I'll tell you what, just keep praying for Alex. And I know that Alex appreciates that. And, I will put in a word to him and I'll say, hey, Alex, you know, let's maybe just recommit 30 minutes, 40 minutes, an hour a day to exercise. The audience really wants you to be in the best health possible.
Thank you, Owen. One more thing I was going to mention. I was thinking about buying some products. You know, I haven't bought anything from you guys yet, but I wanted to get some books. I wanted to get Roger Stone's book, something else. But then I heard all these reports about Chase Bank closing people's bank accounts just because they're conservative, like Martina Marcota, for example. I have a Chase credit card, so now I'm afraid to use the Chase credit card on your website because I'm afraid they may cancel my credit or close my account.
Well, I would say in the near future,
something has to be done about this.
Yes, I would say in the near future, you're probably fine. But you're thinking forward in like, I mean, who knows where the country goes, but maybe in a year, 2 years, 4 years, 5 years, they might look at you and say, wow, this person shopped at InfoWars store. Let's cancel his account. That's what's coming next. There's probably workarounds to that. I mean, you could get like a prepaid card or, you know, I don't know. I'm not going to suggest you start another bank account or whatever, but maybe that's what you have to do. Just ditch Chase and tell them why, you know, be like, hi, I have to end my line of credit with you because of, you know, what I'm seeing you guys doing as far as political, you know, motivated, which really, I guess it's like financial censorship kind of. But I don't know, Victor, that's a tough decision. That's one obviously you're thinking about, Victor. Thank you so much for calling and, for considering going to InfoWars store for the first time. Let's go to Uncle Sam now in Louisiana. Uncle Sam, go ahead. You're on the Alex Jones Show.
Hey, God bless you there. Oh, and good to talk to you always.
Good to talk to you.
I got some great news for you, good news for you anyway. I was wearing my mega hat at the Uptown Whole Foods stores the other day, and two people came up and said, like your hat. And that's probably one of the most liberal areas of the city, so I thought it was pretty cool.
Now you're in New Orleans, just so people know, in case they don't know who the caller is. Uncle Sam does videos on his YouTube channel. He goes out in New Orleans and dresses like Uncle Sam and just does street conversations / interviews. He's actually won an InfoWars competition before, and he gets some powerful footage on there, too.
Yeah, but it's New Orleans, it's the streets, and like you brought it up, if you're going to go out there and fight this war, the front lines is the streets, and that's where I've been for the past 6 years doing this. And for the censorship, they've been just knocking off subscribers off my site like crazy this week. It's insane. I won't post a video for 4 or 5 days, and my subscriptions go up. I start posting videos, and all of a sudden I lose them. It's weird. And if anybody wants to go to it, it's Michael DeBarry, D-I, capital B-A-R-I, on YouTube there, and hit that subscribe button. But that's one of the things I'm really kind of, like you've been talking about it. Of course, I can't wait till about 3 o'clock to get to see what that Omar press conference is going to say. That's going to be, I'd love to see her go down.
Yeah, that'll actually be beginning here in about 10 minutes. It's actually 3 o'clock Eastern, to clarify, so 2 o'clock Central here. I just want to clarify that. That'll be coming up here in 10 minutes.
And one other thing, you mentioned the social media networks you guys have. Is there a place on your site to hit on them and, you know, to contact or to get on them, because I can't find
Are you talking about Infocoms?
Yeah, Infocoms.
Yeah, you can just go to infocoms.org. Infocoms.org is the website.
That's terrific. Yeah, because I figure that's a great place to make some contacts on that one, too. One of the things, and you mentioned it briefly, you brought it up in the past week, and it kind of stuck my craw. Of course, Trump's doing a lot of good positive things, but the one thing that just really slammed me into a wall is when he came out and started promoting that 5G.
Yeah, pushing for 6G even. And this is, to me, you know, just to try to understand where Trump is coming from. I think Trump sees this as a technology breakthrough, and to him, that's economic, a positive thing. It creates jobs. It creates new technology. So that's something that Trump, I feel like, is just built into his principles. It's just, yes, jobs, yes, creation, yes, innovation, yes, technology. And my guess is there's just nobody in his ear saying, hey, President, look at the studies on 5G. Hey, President, look at the studies of wireless radio waves. So I don't know if the President even knows what he's...
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.